Report: House Democrat staffer fired for alleged ties to Chinese embassy. By Ethan Lettman on October 29, 2022. A Democrat staffer working for Representative Don Baer, DBA, was fired after she allegedly contacted other congressional staff members and invited them to meetings with Chinese embassy personnel. The National Review, NR, reported that Barbara Hamlet, a veteran aide and scheduler, was fired following an investigation by the Sergeant-at-Arms, SAA, office into the allegations. Sources told the conservative magazine that Hamlet would send emails, phone, and even show up at the offices of other congressional members to invite staff to meetings with Chinese embassy staff. The SAA contacted Breyer's office Tuesday, saying that they were aware of two meetings Hamlet tried to set up at Charlie Palmer's steak restaurant near Capitol Hill. They instructed the representative not to take any action toward her until they could notify federal counterintelligence officials. The next day, following the SAA's consultation with counterintelligence officials, Breyer's office conducted its own internal investigation and found that Hamlet had attempted to set up meetings with at least two congressional Republican offices. She was subsequently fired. In a statement to NR, a senior staffer for Breyer's office said, "Congressman Baer was totally unaware of these activities prior to being contacted by the House Sergeant-at-Arms. As soon as he learned of them, he followed every directive he was given by security officials." The staffer in question is no longer employed by the office of Congressman Baer. The statement went on to say that Breyer was deeply upset by the now former aide's alleged ties with the Chinese embassy and said that he would remain a fierce critic of China's record, continue to oppose the CCP's totalitarian repression of its citizens, and hold himself and his staff to the highest professional and ethical standards. One anonymous congressional aide told NR that Chinese embassy staff had emailed him numerous times to meet regarding his boss's legislation, but he ignored it. Hamlet then showed up at his office, claiming she was friends with the embassy. He later agreed to meet with embassy staff after she initially proposed lunch. When they met up for lunch, the Chinese diplomats were critical of legislation that his boss supported. Hamlet was allegedly not involved in the meeting, as she sat at another table with an embassy staffer, according to the anonymous aide. A similar incident occurred with a different Republican congressional aide, where Hamlet allegedly showed up at the office door after he ignored emails from the embassy. He was noted to have viewed her activities as highly suspicious. Another source told the conservative magazine that although Hamlet was involved in inappropriate behavior with the Chinese embassy, in her capacity as a congressional scheduler, she did not have access to sensitive classified information. According to her LinkedIn profile, Hamlet has worked for congressional lawmakers since the 1970s, including the late Senator Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania, who was first a Democrat, then a Republican, and then again a Democrat, former reps Diane Watson, DCA, Ed Towns, DNY, and Charlie Rangel, DNY, as well as current reps Mike Honda, DCA, and Eddie Bernice Johnson, DTX. You can follow Ethan Lettman on Twitter at @EthanLettman.